real-time expenditure tracking and regular performance audits to prevent resource leakages and ensure tangible development outcomes. He has further stressed that local revenue generation, critical to economic stability, must be rooted in credible fiscal management, value addition, and private sector development, contending that national goals can only be achieved through clear reporting standards and robust enforcement mechanisms.
We must be able, as a country now, Zambia, to come up with frameworks that will guide. We are looking at the fiscal policies here. How are we generating resources? How are we spending? Is there accountability in the process of expenditure? We need to read of certain things such as corruption. How often do we begin to monitor? Also, if you can see good programs such as the CDF, it has come at the right time. Schools are coming up. But the thing is, do we have watertight monitoring and evaluation processes? You see, so these elements are key in the development process, because if we don't have them, then it's a challenge. It's like pouring money in a drain.
The Zambia Institute of Agroecology and Nutrition Studies has called for deliberate long-term policies to address climate-related disasters like the recent drought, rather than relying on short-term emergency measures that are donor-funded. The Institute's Executive Director, Samuel Sakanya, says while weather patterns can be unpredictable, Zambia cannot continue depending on unsustainable forms of assistance toward emergency measures, such as the emergency social cash transfer. His comments come as the Ministry of Community Development winds up the emergency social cash transfer program, which was introduced to support drought-affected households. The program, which has so far benefited over 2.2 million people nationwide, officially ends on 30th April 2025, while the ordinary social cash transfer program continues. Mr. Sakanya has acknowledged the program's importance during a time of crisis, but warns that its heavy reliance on donor funding raises concerns about sustainability if such external support dries up, citing the recent disruptions caused by the withdrawal aid by the United States government.
Weather-specific risk factors are naturally unpredictable. But like you said, we should prudently draw important lessons from what we've gone through. I think, thinking, can you imagine if Zambia were to experience a protracted drought situation for much longer than, say, three seasons? Let's begin to think along those lines. Let's simulate certain scenarios so that such scenarios are able to inform our policy decisions going forward. Because climate change, you know what climate change has come to do?
And the Zambia Bank Managing Director, Brajesh Kumar Singh, has described Zambia's current banking environment as favorable and stable. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Singh notes that the country's economy is on track and progressing in the right direction, as reflected in financial metrics released by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, through the Bank of Zambia. He says these indicators clearly signal that Zambia's economy is poised for growth, which will positively influence the operating environment for the banking sector. Mr. Singh has also highlighted a significant increase in credit demand from the market, attributing this to the prosperity and positive economic momentum currently being experienced.
See, our economy is on track. That is reflected from the financial metrics being published by IMF, by our government, by Bank of Zambia. So it gives a clear signal that we are on the right track. And if we are on the right track, certainly prosperity and growth has to come. So if prosperity and growth is coming, that means there is a requirement of credit will be there in the industry. In any industry, be it manufacturing, be it mining, be it agriculture, name anything, there has to be an uptake of credit. And that is what we are feeling in the remaining at the ground. So we feel that there is a substantial or significant credit demand from the market, and people are putting industries, people are engaged in other business activities, and those things are going very good.
The Ministry of Transport and Logistics has clarified that the much-anticipated Mosetse-Kazungula-Livingston-MKL railway project has not stalled, countering growing public speculation and reaffirming that both Zambia and Botswana remain firmly committed to the project's completion. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Ernest Chanda says the project has completed its feasibility stage with the deliverables currently under review by a joint technical team committee in Kazungula, despite earlier delays caused by feasibility assessments, funding issues and infrastructure gaps. Mr. Chanda notes that the two governments are making deliberate and strategic progress, with significant developments expected once the feasibility review wraps up by mid-2025. As part of the MKL initiative, the Zambian government is also working to revitalize its existing railway infrastructure, particularly the key Chingola-Livingston line, to support regional connectivity. The MKL railway is envisioned as a major trade corridor linking Zambia, Botswana, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and South Africa, while offering a strategic route that bypasses Zimbabwe to enhance regional trade efficiency.
The Mosetse-Kazungula-Livingston rail project has not stalled. It is currently at consultancy stage. The feasibility stage has been completed and deliverables currently being reviewed by the Joint Technical Review Committee in Kazungula. While the project has faced delays due to feasibility assessments, funding challenges and infrastructure gaps, both Botswana and Zambia remain committed to its completion. Ongoing studies and infrastructure developments indicate a concerted effort to advance the project, with significant progress anticipated following the feasibility study's completion in mid-2025.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump is not happy with deadly Russian strikes on Kyiv and that President Vladimir Putin should stop, but has not said if further action might be taken against Russia. Overnight into Thursday, the attacks on the Ukrainian capital killed at least 12 and injured dozens of others. The U.S. president said he's putting a lot of pressure on both sides to end the war in Ukraine following the deadliest attacks Kyiv has seen since last July. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
A man originally from Rwanda has been arrested in the United States over his alleged involvement in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Postan Samba Mukunzi is accused of concealing his role in the violence and falsifying statements when he applied to live in the U.S. A former government official in Cuba has been released from prison nearly 3 decades after being jailed for espionage. Ernesto Borges was detained. He tried to give a list of Cuban spies to an American diplomat. Donald Trump has pardoned a politician in Las Vegas who misused funds meant for statues honoring fallen police officers. A court found Michelle Fiore spent tens of thousands of dollars on cosmetic surgery, rent, and her daughter's wedding.
We take a break.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 in Wanzi.
And now, business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
Zambia Sugar has continued to provide crucial support to smallholder sugarcane farmers in Mazabuka for the adoption of modern farming technologies to meet market demands through structured partnerships. Mazabuka District Agricultural Coordinator Sepiso Mungandi tells Phoenix Business News that most smallholder farmers are contracted under Zambia Sugar, which plays a key role in facilitating both production and market access for their crops. According to Ms. Mungandi, the farmers benefit from outgrower schemes such as the Career Smallholder CATCO, which helps many remain competitive and sustainable within the sugarcane value chain. She has emphasized that without Zambia Sugar's support, smallholder farmers would struggle significantly, particularly in accessing advanced technologies and scaling up to meet commercial market standards.
Of course, smallholder farmers in Sabuka, they are contracted under Zambia Sugar, isn't it? They supply to Zambia Sugar. So in terms of money, they are supported by Zambia Sugar. For instance, we have the Kalia smallholder.